You know, management really drafted a great class, and I knew that we were going to be able to contribute, and, you know, I'm just happy to see us all on the field.
Andre, I'm sure since we talked to you last, you've had more of a chance to look at the Eagles on tape. What is it that you see? And I know you're not going to give me game plan, but some impressions that you get of their front seven defensively against the run.
I think they move well. They run to the ball, and they have a lot of pressure looks that we're going to have to be prepared for.
D'Amico Ryans, they're saying, is hurt, and they don't know about his status as the week goes on. As you look at him, how important is he to their defense?
I'm not sure.
But as you look at him, he's a mobile guy, stops the run well, actually does pretty well in coverage units too. I mean, he's an all-around good player, mm-hmm. from everything I know about him, at least.
That's true, but, you know, sometimes if you can't go this week, the next guy has to be ready to step up. You know, I'm sure that whoever is behind him is going to, you know, play a competitive game.
Andre, how excited are you about the challenge this week and getting a big chance to be a part of this offense?
You know, I'm very excited. This is my going to be my first start. You know, I just want to prepare as well as I can and make sure that I'm ready to compete at the highest level that I can.
Do you have to be a little bit different in terms of your focus because you're starting instead of coming off the bench? Do you have to do anything differently?
I don't think I have to do anything differently. You know, I think it's going to be a good chance to get lathered up earlier in the game rather than later.
And you're a rhythm type back, aren't you? So that's good.
Yeah, that's good for me.
You spending a lot of time with Jennings in terms of preparation for this responsibility?
Absolutely. I'm glad that he's still around and, you know, attending all the meetings so I can really lean on his experience.
You talked about the great class that you felt management drafted. Rookies haven't always gotten a big opportunity here. When you came in, did you feel like there was a process to sort of earning the trust of the coaching staff so they would believe that you'd be able to get on the field?
Absolutely. They know better than I do how different the game is from college. And there's certain things that I have to display in practice and in games for them to have the confidence to, you know, really put me in difficult positions and have faith that I can get the job done.
Was that a hard thing to do, do you think, to earn their trust?
It was pretty difficult. You know, there was definitely a learning curve that I had to go through, and, I think I'm still earning their trust.
Is there a class pride? You got three guys on offense alone as rookies who you'll be starting, Richard will be starting, Beckham will be playing a lot. I mean, that's three guys out of, you know, a small number.
Yeah, class pride, I definitely say there's a camaraderie when we're all on the field. We definitely feel a sense of pride, I guess you can call it, that, you know, we're out here and able to contribute at such an early time in our careers.